It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Holy holiday podcast.
Oh my God.
What's up? It's Brock and Hunter. Hi. We wanted to just get with you here on this beautiful Christmas day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are with families.
Hopefully. No, they're not. They're with their fucking iPods. That's why they're listening right now. Not with your family.
They got the headphones in because they're sick of their family already.
Right.
Oh, I just need a break. Sorry.
We're gonna be honest here on holiday season.
Sorry, can't hear you, Grandma. Headphones are in.
Right.
Headphones are
Welcome
in.
Welcome to iPad season, Grandma. Get the hell out of here. Go.
you stupid old bag.
Right.
You know what I want for Christmas? Right. You to be dead.
Right.
Jesus God,
man.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow.
Well, we hope you're having a happy and safe holiday season. I hope it's full of just joy and laughter and love, whatever you celebrate, you know.
Because there's definitely no sledding anymore. There's definitely no building snowmen or snow angels.
Polar bears are dead.
Or snowball fights or forts, tunnels. Well, that's all out the fucking window now.
We are ruining Christmas. Jesus. But anyway, we just wanted to stop in and say happy holidays from the Plan B Morning Show. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the listening. You know, we've been doing these podcasts now for almost mm-hmm. a full year. We've done a ton of them.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun, and we appreciate it. So for this holiday season, to help you celebrate, we actually have an old bit that you did, I think, like 3 years ago. Like three Christmases ago.
Yep.
And you're obviously very good with voices.
Mm.
Not as good as me.
Yeah, no.
Like, my Arnold is so much better than yours, baby.
You're Colombian Arnold.
You have a Colombian Arnold. Right. So we had you read the famous holiday poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Yes, yes.
And you did it in a multitude of voices.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a little bit later on when you get the family together, maybe don't play this first part, but if you want to cue up the part where this poem starts, you get everyone around the fire, the chestnuts are roasting.
No F-bombs in the poem.
No, don't worry. It's family fun.
Yeah.
So on this holiday season for you, our podcast is just Hunter's version of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Happy holidays, everyone, from the Plan B Morning Show. Enjoy!
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even my daughter. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there, with my daughter.
Hanging in on, the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while sugar plums danced in their heads. In Mama in her kerchief, and in my cap. Hey, to settle our brains with a long winter's nap. With Brett Favre.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window to see if I could stop her. Tore open the shutters and yelled, 'Get to the chopper!'
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the last ray of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and Chris's fat ass. Sweet Jesus.
With the little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it would be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Coming soon, rated R.
Not a dasher, not dancer, prancer and vixen, or comet on cupid, undotted and blitzen. To the tappery porch, to the tappery wall. Not a dasher away, dasher away, dasher away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the courses they flew. I said, hey, baby. Let's get naked and screw.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Yeah, dude.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with the beer.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. Ha!
A bundle of toys on the drop of a dime, and he'd look like a peddler to Optimus Prime.
Yeah, dude.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His strong little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard of his chin was as white as snow. Holy cow, it was white as snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth.
and the smoke encircled his beard like a wreath.
Yeah, dude.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Jesus Christ.
He was chubby and plump. A right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him. Wait a second. Where the hell is Chris? Sweet Jesus.
All right. A wink of his eye, giggity, and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that we should go right to the bed, giggity, giggity, giggity.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
Yeah, dude.
And laying with his finger aside of his nose, and again giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team. He gave a whistle, and away they flew, like it was 3rd and 9. And then Brett Favre dropped back, and boom, hey, you got a touchdown.
But I heard him exclaim, there he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Sweet Jesus, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.